Tested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
I thought this is really, really important for us to look into. You may have been watching what's been happening in Kenya, the anti-tax bill that has caused absolute chaos in Kenya, and eventually the president of Kenya, William Ruto, saying, okay, he now hears what the nation is saying. Yes, he will no longer be signing that tax bill. We just wanted to get more clarity on this, and we thought it is apt to get someone from Kenya who's going to give us quite a clear understanding of what actually caused all of this. NTV Kenyan director Jackson Ndirangu is on the line with us. Mr. Ndirangu, thank you so much for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening, Melo.
Well, thank you so much. Was the reaction from the public, from the citizens of Kenya, a surprise that we saw the other day ourselves when the protests began?
Kenya is at a place where there's a lot of unrest right now because people have been killed, property has been destroyed, and the government is not in a place where they really want negotiation. Even after all, today they have said that they would want negotiation with the Gen Zs, so they want them to choose a leader. So the kind of atmosphere we are in Kenya right now is unrest, because it hasn't been the last 3 days, the last 4 days haven't been really, easy for us guys here.
So let's talk about this tax bill. What was the issue with the bill itself?
So the issue with the finance bill is that there's most of the things that are inserted there that have been pushed inside there that weren't part of the agreement even when we're choosing the president. Mm-hmm. Because some of the things are a bit too, if I can get to read for you some of the things that are going on in the in the finance bill, is they're imposing 15% tax on cancer treatment. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And these are something that has not been having tax, in days that have gone, that have passed. So another thing is that the government has gotten to a point where it has failed to put intern nurses in hospitals to help doctors. Mm-hmm. So such a thing, when you impose such things and small things are really suffering down here, yeah, it makes Kenyans really angry. So some items are tax-free. They used to be tax-free, but now they will be put tax on. For example, bread, milk, electric bikes, lithium batteries. Most of the things are just mostly locally made, and some of them international, imported. Mm. So the Kenyans are angry about the tax that are being imposed that weren't part of the agreement before, when the president was being chosen, because he came to represent the people on the lower, below average Kenyans. But now the taxes that have been put, Kenyans are in a place where they cannot pay taxes. The burden is too heavy for them.
Analysts are saying that this has been a long time coming. The debt has been growing. The national debt has been growing, and they can no longer support what the president wants to do with this finance bill. Them taking the responsibility of growing debt was just not something that they were going to take. Do you agree with that?
Where I stand as a media personality, I don't get to choose if I agree or not. But as a Kenyan, who pays taxes that is below average for us, as a Kenyan who every day is remitted some taxes, that's below average for us, because just imagine generations, for example, from the president who we had, the third president, for example, let me take you through Kibaki, who was Uhuru Kenyatta, who was the last president, had a lot of debt. And before that, there was another president before who had a lot of debt. Now, the president right now, people say they want to pay. He wants to pay all that debt from our pockets and our children's pockets all at once, so that we can get to a point where we are debt free. But you see, that is a big burden for us because where we are right now, most people live in a dollar a day. They just pay a dollar a day. For example, survive in a dollar a day. So such person, and then you get to a point where you remit, say for example, 300 bob. 300 shillings from them, that's a bit too much for them.
Initially, when the protests began, I must say, I think you may not be aware, but we were commending Kenya. It seemed also peaceful, and we got the impression that, this is going to be an example for many leaders. What happened?
So let me take you through. So at the very beginning, we it was a peaceful protest.
Yes.
We wanted to come in front of the police and tell them we are tired. We want to get to the parliament in front of the gates, call them out, tell them not to vote. We really don't want you to vote because we voted you in. So why are you voting for something we don't want? So the first protest was full of Gen Zs,
yes.
Generation Z, in that the age of 18 all the way to say 26 there, the people fill the town. But the second protest was something different. Yesterday actually was something you've never seen, because by the protest started away, like for example at 6 a.m. By the time it was getting to 2 p.m., it was something different because Gen Zs protest at a corner. You know, they don't have the power to really push the police because police are throwing back tear gas. But at 2 p.m., we saw goons. We saw goons who are just jumping, you know, over those patrol cars, some of them driving them, and then they broke into parliament. We didn't. When people are protesting, and I was part of it, we didn't mean to destroy property. We meant to shout because it's part of the constitution under Article 37, in that we meant to come, picket, shout, and tell them, no, we do not want. And the government is meant to listen to us. But the second day, they hadn't listened to us, and they were still signing it. That's when people got angry. And I don't know where goons came from. They
yes.
destroyed the parliament, destroyed property. And you see, entering the parliament is some of them considered prisoners. Hmm. So because it was treason, they shoot them down. They shot down. Hmm. I saw four bodies.
Oh.
Yeah, and they say could you have risen to more? And later on, they deployed the military, the KDF, to deal with now protesters who are still in town, and some of them were heading home. So deaths have occurred from that.
So what is also interesting for me was that it was quite widespread. From our understanding, it wasn't, you know, only around Parliament. It seems like the protest was around many counties, in fact.
Yes, actually the protest was in all counties.
Hmm.
Okay, the thing is that actually this protest started in social media. The protest started in social media, in Twitter, where people just said, we are tired. We are tired and we're going to come together. And they started a hashtag, Reject Finance Bill 2024.
Mm.
This hashtag has spread all over all counties, in that people started to know, you know, come together and say, no, we're also tired of what he's doing to our counties. Counties are like small
provinces.
Constituencies, sort of.
Yes,
provinces, yes. In that they say, we are tired, our roads are not well, infrastructure is not well, we chose people who are forgotten about us. So all provinces, sort of counties, came together and started doing riots in their counties. So as a media personality, we recorded all counties of people protesting and saying, we are tired, not just of our MPs or member of parliament, but we are tired of our leader, because our leader hasn't gotten us to where we are. Actually, he's putting the donkey is tired. That's what they say. The donkey is tired. In Swahili, you say, punda amechoka.
Yes.
The donkey is tired. It can no longer carry.
Does him now stepping up saying, you know, he's not going to sign, does it guarantee that the bill will no longer go back to parliament, will not be signed by him as well?
So far where we stand is that he said he has withdrawn it.
Yes.
And you see the people wanted him to reject it.
Yes.
Because then withdrawing means withdraw, look at a few things and then clarify and then probably change a few things and then take it back
to parliament.
Mm. But Kenyans are like, nope. We don't want that thing. And you see, the thing is, you can't lead people who don't want to be led this way.
Mm.
You can't tell people we're going this way and they're saying, we can't pay taxes. We can't. We can't do it. And they still insist for you to do it. So people have been angry over time. And they've said, even though you've withdrawn it, we are in a point where we do not want to talk about it. So we still continue with the protest tomorrow.
Oh my goodness. And how is the mood? As you're saying, you're still going to continue with protests tomorrow. The army was deployed. How is their conduct?
The KDF is something else. Yeah, it's not like the Kenya police.
Hmm.
You know, under Article 241(3), it says that the military is meant to protect us.
Hmm.
Kenya police, which were protecting us, which were involved in the riot before, is meant to actually discipline people over time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, don't pass here, just maintain here, don't go tear gas here and there. But now when you put the military in or the KDF in, they come to destroy. they come to make sure that they have been given a role. Make sure that you do not pass, no matter what. So people at a point where the whole balloon is just people are saying, yeah, we have to do it. So where I stand right now, I do not know how tomorrow will be. So we're waiting to see if the people will still come to town or what will happen, because the hashtag is still spreading and people are still, you know, focused on protesting tomorrow.
It must have been a big shock, you know, the loss of lives, the number of people that have died. What is the mood like? And I know you're saying that tomorrow people may continue protesting, but I imagine that, you know, how many people are we now talking?
According to the government, the president came in front and did a national press conference and he said 6 people. But according to what the social media is saying, is that 8 people were killed at the parliament yesterday, shot, headshots. 8 people and some injured. And when the KDF was deployed yesterday, it killed almost over 50 people back in the slums, you know. Because they're not going to protect and going to make sure that people don't come out. And you see the people are still agitated. So social media says over 40 people, could be 100, could be more. I'm not really sure, but that's what social media says. But the president says 6 people. So
sure.
There goes your answer.
Sure. So I suppose the situation is still tense?
Yes, it's still tense. People do not know how tomorrow will be, because if you go to town tomorrow, there will be a protest. And if there will be a protest, the KDF will be fighting back to make sure that the president's directives are followed. So we're still in unrest, not knowing how tomorrow will be, and people still angered and willing to continue with the protest.
I really, really appreciate you speaking to us, and stay safe, and hopefully, you know, all of this settles at some point. Really, really appreciate it. Thank you. Thank you very, very much for talking to us.
Thank you very much, Pamela.
Jackson Ndirangu is a director at NTV in Kenya, and just giving us an update on what that protest looks like. He says things are calm right now, but tomorrow social media says they are still going to continue with the protest. William Ruto, who's the president of Kenya, has announced that he will no longer be passing that finance bill. He says, you know, he's heard what people are saying, but as you can hear on the ground, people still agitated, people not really trusting the intentions of government. So obviously we'll keep an eye on that story. It's 31 minutes after 9.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.